8, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. Two oil tankers near Iran have been captured, at least one by Tehran. This after Washington says it took down an Iranian drone which got too close to a U.S. warship. President Trump acknowledging what appears to be an escalation.
We heard it was one, we heard it was two. And we'll be working with the U.K.
Unlike the U.S., the U.K. is still a signatory to the Iran nuclear deal. Federal authorities have arrested an American citizen from Kazakhstan who trained Islamic State on how to be snipers. In much of the country, expecting extreme heat over the weekend, New York City is no exception. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We have instructed that the triathlon and the Ozzyfest be canceled, given the heat conditions.
The temperature expected to go into the high 90s over the weekend, feeling like more than 100. This is Fox News.
And welcome to Happy Hour. Greg, Rosie, Eddie Vedder, and Joey this afternoon, celebrating 1969, our interview with Gene Kranz, who was in mission control as Apollo 11 touched down, and the top 10 songs from this date, 50 years ago, including this one at number 8.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? And touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined. Look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Sweet Caroline,
good times never seem so good.
So good, so good, so good.
Ever become such a thing at Fenway Park in Boston, of all places. Number 8 in our top 10 countdown on the songs that were in the top 10 as we arrived on the moon.
Good music is timeless.
It is.
Yeah, beautiful.
One thing that, an oddity, excuse me, in those days it was very rare for any artist to have two songs in the top 10 at the same time. The Beatles did for a while when they first came out. In fact, they had a top five back in 64. But this song was going to be joining the top 10 as Sweet Caroline was falling out of it.
Cracklin'
Rosie.
Both were top 10 songs.
Oh, Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more go.
But we don't have time to play the whole Cracklin' Rosie. But I just wanted to make that little musical silent. Big year for Neil Diamond. We have a traffic situation.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
And Rosie has all the info on that.
Yes, the entrance to Gunner at Congressman Dickinson Boulevard. They are turning people around and sending them back to 231. The guy wasn't sure if there was an accident, but there were a lot of police vehicles and fire vehicles on the scene.
Okay, and I'm sure Mr. Balaki will be giving us the latest on that in just a couple of minutes. We will also, in about... probably around 4:30, 4:35, we'll have part two of our interview with Gene Kranz. And I have to tell you, and it has nothing to do with me, I really enjoyed hearing the first segment because there were little nuggets in there that I didn't remember. Especially, I loved hearing him talk about Ed Harris, who played him in Apollo 13, which is a movie you can watch over and over and over again, and the ending still gets you.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen, and you've seen it 100 times. And
it still gets you.
Gets you.
Because you realize what was at stake, and for all the bad luck they had, how much good luck they had to have. I just learned from watching one of the documentaries this week on the entire Apollo program. At first I thought it was Hollywood license, that as they were re-entering, you know, and nobody knew if the space... if the heat shield would hold.
That's right.
And it usually takes 3 minutes for them to clear that part of the atmosphere so they can re-communicate with mission control. Well, it passed 3 minutes. And then it got to 3.5. And this was unprecedented. And for many years, I believe that that was just Ron Howard saying, well, let's add some drama to this. If we just come back at 3-minute mark, that's business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the case. It took 4 minutes. The reason it took longer is they came in at a slightly different angle than a normal mission would. And that extra angle took up the minute of time that elapsed. I'm sure, though, in those last 60 seconds, that there were many people at Mission Control and around the world who thought they didn't make it.
Yeah.
Because Walter Cronkite, every major news anchor, I mean... It went in that movie, you see that the space program went from something that captured the entire world's attention in the Apollo 11 launch and again with Apollo 12. And there was a very serious situation on that one that almost caused that mission to abort. And by the time the third trip to the moon came around, laissez-faire America, you know, they did a broadcast from the capsule, the first live broadcast, and none of the networks wanted to carry it because they didn't see that the public was all that interested
right.
in it. And all they were doing was basically taking out a little tour of the capsule and some of the things in there. And then I love the portrayal of Marilyn Lovell and the actress who played her, I forget her name, is a dead ringer for the real Marilyn. And when the media suddenly cared because they all might die trying to get back to Earth, she let him have it with both hands. And that's
Dude,
one
good
of
for her.
Yeah, that very redeeming scene. There was obnoxiousness in the media then, too. It's just not as nearly as pronounced as we saw it today when the president was talking to that gaggle of hyenas. Omar, what about Omar? What about her rights? Send her back. Oh, my God. Gee, how long if we started a GoFundMe page to do that, do you think it would take before we had enough money to send her? Let's colonize the moon with socialists. let them have the moon to show how great life would be.
There you go.
If it was a socialist.
They got experiment. No problems to start with, so should have no problems in the future.
Good point. Speaking of GoFundMe, we're going to post a link. I was horrified to learn that my friends Brad Dotson and wife Jenny, their house burned down.
Yeah, I'm just learning about this.
Friday night, July 12th. So I am posting that link on Facebook. They could use some help. And these are two people. Brad Dotson used to work for our company in sales. Brad Dotson was the first person in this building that wasn't part of the air staff who saw a future for me here.
Well, and Jenny used to be on the air with me and Dan Morris.
That's right.
We knew her as Jenny Johnston then. Yeah.
And, of course, to listeners of our show, she was Queen Jenny.
Hello, Queen!
Ruler of all Elmoranians. And if it wasn't for bad luck, I mean, she's battled cancer heroically.
Yeah.
They've had more than their share of challenges, so we can help them through this time, that would be greatly appreciated. And that link is now on my Facebook page as well at 412. Let's head down to the traffic dungeon and get Jeff's latest on what's happening.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 4 o'clock portion of our Friday rush hour, and we have some slowdowns on I-85. If you're headed into the downtown area, be careful. There's an accident on the southbound side just past the Union Street exit right before you get to the interchange, so be careful there. We also still see the police working an accident at West Fairview Avenue and I-65 South. Traffic is really busy around the downtown area. Looks like some folks are getting off work early. Be careful on Madison Avenue as you head on into the Atlanta Highway. And if you're on Taylor Road between the Atlanta Highway and Vaughan Road, be prepared to slow down there. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I've been grateful for the long-term sponsorship of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, but I'm also a Clark's Club member, and I'm no more special than anybody else that's part of that group. People who have purchased a membership that gets you the two annual tune-ups and so forth, and now twice in the last month they've come and saved my keister. First was a plumbing situation, no hot water, what's the cause? And it happens on Saturday of the 4th of July weekend. Now, oh. I could have navigated my way through that. But with my sore back, it's nice to have that hot soap. So I called 277-2125. The emergency operator was on. I left a message, and within 40 minutes, I had a Clark's plumber at the house addressing the problem. Turned out to be some dust and dirt that had interfered with the... It's a gas-operated system. Fixed it, no problem since. So in the span of 40 minutes, problem solved, and there was no part or labor charge above and beyond the service call. So problem solved in less than an hour. That is called urgent care. That is what Clark's Club members can count on. Then comes a staggering electric bill.
Ooh, yeah.
So... Rick Clark came out and said, you got to get your attic fan working. We're going to have to replace it. It's a little old. He went up there and looked. And so we're going to address that, and then we're going to address additional insulation, which I've wanted to do. I am making an appointment with Wade Cannon from Masterfoam to get that taken care of.
Good idea.
But, again, it's just great to have... a name and a number to call and know you're going to get the correct diagnosis on a situation, and they are ready to take care of business on your behalf. So if you want to deal with the best in the business and have them available 24/7, get yourself a membership, become part of the Clark's Club, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Counting down the top 10 songs as we made our way to the moon. Number 10 was Crystal Blue Persuasion. My Pledge of Love by the one-hit wonders known as the Joe Jeffrey Group. was number 9. Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline was number 8. And number 7 is coming up at the end of this break. It is 4:16.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Alabama's unemployment rate is down to what officials say is a record low, 3.5%. It's the state's lowest jobless rate ever and better than the most recent national unemployment rate of 3.7%. The counties with the highest jobless rates are in rural West Alabama. They include Wilcox County at 7.3% and Greene and Perry counties at 6.8%. Alabama's state park system is celebrating the state's bicentennial on this 200th day of the year. They are giving free admission to the parks as well as 20% off an overnight stay. Some restrictions apply. The back-to-school tax-free shopping weekend is underway. Now through Sunday, you can buy school supplies, clothes, and other items without paying the state's 4% sales tax. Some cities and counties will even waive their local taxes. For a full list of participating counties, click on this story on alabamanews.net. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weekend will not be a washout, but the rain chances will be better than normal, and that's good news to a lot of folks. With showers and thunderstorms around, even into the evening hours, then fading out later tonight, overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Sunday, not quite as hot as it has been, highs around 90, but a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, which will be scattered to numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. A lot of towns will get wet, some won't. And even on Monday and Tuesday, the better than normal rain chances will continue as a frontal system approaches the state. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Chicken Salad Chick ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Chicken Salad Chick. Chicken Salad Chick. Spread joy. Enrich lives. Serve others. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Chicken Salad Chick and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It began with this.
12.
11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Millions of people watching this.
We got a roll program.
The alarm covers all the numbers.
Our roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
And since Rosie remembers,
yes,
when that moment occurred, when that rocket lifted off the pad, there was a feeling as we're really doing this.
Mm-hmm.
This is really happening. This is the big one now. This is the one that the president. President Kennedy suggested we aim for, and now it's happening. And in a way, that was one of the first lessons in life I had about how fast time goes by. Because when the space program began, I was in like second grade, and as we're getting to the moon, I have to be honest, I can't have the BS detector go up to them junior in high school. In what was a very special year for not only because we achieved this incredible technological goal of making it to the moon and back, but other events that took place in that year that were memorable for other reasons. We mentioned Joe Willie Namath, Roll Tide, leading the Jets over the Colts. Maybe the most improbable. In fact, there are many who credit Joe Namath for making the Super Bowl the event that it is today, because if the Colts had blasted the Jets to smithereens, the American Football League would have looked like a joke league, and the Super Bowl may have never gained. In fact, I wish they had never gone to that AFC-NFC thing. They should have kept the league separate. When baseball does that, I'm done. I think they learned, though, from watching the NFL make that mistake. There's something to be said for having competing leagues. And the Mets coming from nowhere to destroy my life temporarily by knocking the Cubs, which was at the time, as I said earlier in the show, when we were making our approach to the moon, the Cubs were in first place. And the same expert sports writers, this is why you should never listen to them, who were saying that the Colts are going to win this game 55-0. Remember a guy named Rick Talley, who wrote a sports column in the paper I delivered in Chicago, the Chicago Daily American. That was his prediction for Super Bowl III. The same sports writer said, there's no way the Cubs, they're finally going to do it. They haven't been in a postseason game since 1945. 1969 is the year. And having suffered through so many bad Cubs teams, the excitement in Chicago was so palpable over
there. I'm sure.
So I was in an environment that was very, very wrapped up in a great baseball season while this great achievement is getting ready to take place. And on the radio, that entire summer was the greatest music that ever made. My theory on what makes that year so special is you still had the Beatles and the Rolling Stones making new music that was great. But you had new artists who were coming along, and they were making an impression. So we're going to go to number 7 in our list, counting down the top 10 songs from 1969. When I mentioned new talent coming along and making their impression, this was the first. And we got to see it perform live last year by Chuckie Negron at the Impact. It's the loneliest number you'll ever do.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. This is the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience.
its own as we count down the top 10 from this week. And once again, we have TV monitors in our studio, A, because we do a live shot from here every morning on CBS 8 and ABC 32. But they stay on all day, and I'm watching Fox. And now the media is busy slamming the moon landing as racist and sexist. I can't say I'm surprised, because how dare they 50 years ago not have the right stuff to know what would be pertinent 50 years later? You know, if I could just risk the trouble it would create for me, I would love to scream you to the media, all of them. This shouldn't even be discussed. It's just beyond my comprehension how this continually goes on. In a way, it's connected to a recent outrage where, well, we can't play Kate Smith anymore, and God bless America, because in 1938 she made a movie that was disparaging, even though she did songs with African Americans. She wasn't thinking ahead to the woke time we live in now. So they took it away. And I'd like to know who complained about it. Who is, other than these people who spend their days, their time, looking for any reason at all to bitch?
Yep, they're looking to get triggered.
Right. It's one thing to be triggered, because I go through that with Joey.
Yeah, but to look for it, what a miserable existence you got to live just to constantly look around. Oop, this got me.
You know?
Oop, this offends me.
Maybe if Ilhan Omar did go back to Somalia for a couple of weeks, just as a regular citizen, how dare she? She knows how great it is here. She's making fabulous money. For whatever reason, the media thinks she's some kind of superstar.
Well, she did have 20 people greet her at the airport and welcome her back the other day to her district. They tried to play it up like it was, hundreds
they
of people.
Do that.
It was like seven.
Nobody goes to Trump rallies.
Right.
And when 15 people show up to see Beto O'Rourke, they shoot the camera angle so it looks like the room is full. It was the same with Obama. A year after he was, whoa, seas are rising and the columns are crashing. Whoa, we were the ones that we were waiting for. Very humble.
Yeah.
By the way, we were the ones we've been waiting for. Nobody was showing up because we had kind of figured out that this was, smoke and mirrors.
Yep.
And an empty suit. And who really had nothing good to say about the country and always took the most negative viewpoint. Whoa, these automakers are moving to Mexico. Whoa, there's nothing we can do about that. Those jobs are gone. Learn to code. Hope he's learning to code. Hope he's, well. Oh, by the way, one way I got everybody's attention, sometimes I have to work to get group focus on the morning show. I set this up as the actual Apollo 11 audio.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now. That's one small step for man. One. Whoa!
Okay, we've had a problem here. Can we have a do-over on that? Roger, copy.
Yes, conspiracy theorists, that's the missing. I have another link I'm going to post a little bit later. It's a guy who completely confronts and dismantles the folks who say we didn't go to the moon.
Well, now, let me ask you, Greg.
Those are the people that look at Saturn.
Well, the best argument is that the technology to fake it didn't exist.
Yeah. But when that was all going on back then, did it ever cross your mind that this is fake? You, just as an individual, did you ever go, buy into it? Or even was that something that didn't happen until much later on?
No, it never...
Not me either.
It never occurred. First of all, it wasn't like we woke up one day and there's a big rocket on the pad and we're going to go.
Right.
Because they did it in such incremental phases. I mean, we sent a monkey up before we sent a man.
And they
the astronauts
weren't
too happy about that either.
They included the public in everything they did.
Right.
Well, and there is PR stuff that fuels the conspiracy, folks. Like, I think one of the moon rocks, I'm forgetting the country, is fake. Like, one of the moon rocks Neil Armstrong, and Buzz Aldrin gave, it was actually petrified wood, and that was proven in the lab.
With a little bit of asbestos on it.
I mean, and also the promotional photo shot, in case they couldn't get photos actually from the moon.
Did you know that they actually took a piece of the Wright Brothers plane?
Yeah.
The lunar service.
It's amazing.
I had just heard that this week for the first time.
No, and I do love about NASA at that time, and I think generally when you look to the stars and talk about space exploration, I was just seeing you were looking at the Auburn alum who have been astronauts and has the NASA motto on there, for the benefit of all.
Ken Mattingly.
That sort of thing really, space exploration, at least to me, inspires. It sort of makes you forget about these sort of petty bigotries and all the problems in the world. Like, no, look to the stars. We can accomplish things together. And it will be for the benefit of all mankind.
It is 4:34.
Humankind!
How dare
you use such gendered language, Joey!
I'm triggered.
Let's see what Gary has for us.
Just a little funny, Greg. When that moon landing, I went before the moon landing, they said they were going to televise it. And I went out and bought a brand new color TV. And you talk about disappointed when they showed it on television in black and white. I said, wow. Boy, did I.
What did a color TV go for in those days?
Oh, geez. About $400.
Yeah, a lot of money.
$1,600 in today's money.
It was half the size of a Volkswagen.
I'm sure.
But I couldn't believe it. I go buy a new color TV and they broadcast it in black and white. But anyhow, it was worth watching, even in black and white. It was quite an event for the United States.
Absolutely.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You too.
And what we're doing this afternoon is combining the great music of that entire year, but at this particular time, the top 10 songs from that week. And the next one on the list is a song that, a good slow dance song, a good Motown song, one hit wonder, but just the production of it, always. I've played it many times over the years at various radio stations I've worked at. Takes me right back. Sometimes a great song is the closest distance between two points.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Profound.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's deep, Bubba.
Hey, Eddie Bader's in the house with us. Let's talk about that new property you have in Bellwood West that we would like to sell.
I sure do, man. I've got a great property over there on Beard Court. We just got some great landscaping done over there. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. The bath in the master bedroom is like a spa, to say the least. Very relaxing, nice tile, nice hardwood floors. We've got it at a great price in a great neighborhood. Greg, you know a little something about that place, too.
Yes. We live there very happily. And one of the reasons, in addition to all the wonderful amenities that we added to that house, it's a great neighborhood.
Yep.
I lived in that cul-de-sac for 10 years. And it's filled with nice people. The whole Bellwood West, plus you can walk your dog one block and walk straight into the Shakespeare Park.
Yep. And that's what I talked to one of your neighbors yesterday, and that's what she was doing, walking her dog down the front street there, and she was heading over to the dog park.
Yeah, and it's a walk away.
Yeah.
And I still go back every Sunday and deliver donuts to friends there, because I always want them to know I cherish them as neighbors. So it's a place, man, if somebody stole a potted plant, that may have been the the crime that occurred while I was living there. So it's a very safe neighborhood as well.
It's a great place. It's definitely a great place. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or you've got family, this home's got room. You've got a nice little side yard where, Greg, where you fenced it off. So if you have a pet, there's a great area for a pet to go there.
That's right.
And in Montgomery, there are some houses that are not move-in ready. Yours is just the opposite. Yours is absolutely 100% move-in ready.
Yeah, and dogs will love that little side yard that we created. We did that for Manish Dwini and my little Gub. After we acquired him, he was a little adventurous on his own. So, now, Eddie, give your number.
My number, again, is 322-0662. And feel free to call me 24/7. We've got Facebook Facebook out there if you want to check me out on Facebook. Also, we have our website at the Goodson Group. I do work for Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group. And you can always call us at 551-0225, or you can check us out at thegoodsongroup.com.
And whether you're ready to buy or rent or you want to put your house on the market, this is an incredible team of people to put it with at the Goodson Group. All right, we're at 4:38. We have traffic and your local news, Rich's forecast. And then we'll come back with the song that was number six on this date in 1969, that great summer song I was talking about a few minutes back. And then part two of our interview with Gene Kranz from Mission Control, when we had the chance to bring him into the studio December 15, 2014. 4:39.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and things are busy on the interstate, especially if you're around the interchange. Be careful on I-85. It is really crowded down through the downtown area. I-65 seems to be moving along at a speed limit, right? And once you clear the downtown area, we don't see any problems on I-85. The boulevard is packed as usual on a Friday afternoon. Be careful around the intersections, and we're starting to see a big crowd headed into the Wetumpka area. Highway 231's pretty busy as you get around the Redland Road traffic light. In fact, we see an accident on 231 right around Jasmine Hill Road, so be careful there. Once again, the police are still working the accident in front of Gunner Annex on Congressman William Dickinson Boulevard. The northbound lanes are closed down at this time, so please find another way around that. Invisible Fence has both outdoor and indoor systems to not only keep your pets in your yard, but away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The back-to-school tax-free shopping weekend is underway. Now through Sunday, you can buy school supplies, clothes, and other items without paying the state's 4% sales tax. Some cities and counties will even waive their local taxes. For a full list of participating counties, click on this story on alabamanews.net. Alabama's unemployment rate is down to what officials say is a record low, 3.5%. It's the state's lowest jobless rate ever and better than the most recent national unemployment rate of 3.7%. The county counties with the highest jobless rates are in rural West Alabama. They include Wilcox County at 7.3% and Greene and Perry counties at 6.8%. Alabama State Park System is celebrating the state's bicentennial on this 200th day of the year. They are giving free admission to the parks as well as 20% off an overnight stay. Some restrictions apply. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weekend will not be a washout, but the rain chances will be better than normal, and that's good news to a lot of folks. With showers and thunderstorms around, even into the evening hours, then fading out later tonight, overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Sunday, not quite as hot as it has been, highs around 90, but a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, which will be scattered to numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. A lot of towns will get wet, some won't. And even on Monday and Tuesday, the better than normal rain chances will continue as a frontal system approaches the state. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We are celebrating a great achievement 50 years ago this weekend and some of the greatest music ever made, like this song from the summer of 69 from Junior Walker. Saxophone riff, not once, not twice, but three times in that song, actual lyrics, and a great vocal, and it was all done in 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And that's in large part because radio stations sort of insisted that even the biggest hits had to be under 3.5 minutes long so they could guarantee 18 hits an hour. Junior Walker and the All-Stars from Motown, and unfortunately, that was like their one and only big hit. All right, we are ready for part two of our interview with Gene Kranz. This was recorded on December 15th, 2014. It was a privilege to have him in the studio, and if you think I'm showing up by putting pictures of me and him on Facebook, you are correct. You are correct. I am very damn proud of being seen in the same photo with a truly great and accomplished American, Gene Kranz. Susan, since Gene Kranz is here, we should remind him that he's right back into the rocket business. Listen.
It's not your usual morning show.
Listen, Toots, there are at least 10, maybe 12 people still flourishing in their Miami radio careers because they started with me.
Does that mean that one day I'll be big time?
You might be a little bit old for that.
Oh.
You are with me. You are in the passenger seat of my rocket to success. That's kind of been our nickname for this show since the beginning. I thought you might get a kick out of that. And boy, if you're going to be in stuck in outer space for 3 hours a morning with somebody, there's no better company than Susan Woody.
Well, I think Susan's right on track here. She's in the right seat there, so...
The co-pilot.
She worries the altitude, airspeed, and air show sequence.
That would be me.
That's what you're doing.
Yep, that's me, for sure.
Yeah, I want to ask a couple of questions about the Apollo 13 mission. One, another great scene is when you... And you had to keep everybody cool, but somebody had to figure out a way for them to eliminate the carbon monoxide issue in the thing. Was that accurately portrayed in the movie?
That was probably one of the most accurately portrayed events of the entire movie. The thing that was interesting, I was so tied up with the other activities of coming up with the get home fast maneuver, figuring out how we're going to navigate, getting power management, that I'd completely overlooked the carbon dioxide buildup in the spacecraft. Fortunately, we had an organization, Crew Systems Division, that basically designed, developed, tested all the equipment that was going to go in the spacecraft, part of which was to remove the carbon dioxide. And basically, they came in about the time we had just finished the get home fast maneuver and said, hey, we got a fix. And I said, fix for what? He says, well, the carbon dioxide buildup in the spacecraft probably about 10 hours from now is going to be toxic to the crew. We got to do something. And I said, well, what is it you're going to do? He says, well, we got these scrubbers that we invented. Okay, we got a way to fit the square scrubbers into the round hole because you're out of the canisters and the lunar modules to clean the atmosphere. And I said, well, go for it. And it was interesting. They brought in this package, gave it to Deke Slayton, the head of the astronauts, and Deke, who had just seen this for the first time, was showing it to program project management there. And I looked over the top of the console and I said, what the heck is that contraption? Well, they explained it to me, and then we started voicing instructions up to the crew to build one of these guys. So it was one of these just-in-time fixes that basically occurred all the way through the process of this mission. And it was interesting. The only time I was even more surprised was shortly on about the third of the way back on the journey from the moon back to Earth. One of my trajectory controllers says that we're going to skip out trajectory. We're going to miss the Earth, and we're going to go into an eternal orbit between the Earth and the moon. And I says, what are we going to do? I says, we got no computer. We got no navigation system. Everything's shut down. Said, well, we got a way to do a maneuver. And I says, what do you mean? He says, what we want to do is have the crew move the spacecraft so they can see the Earth outside the windows. And each one of these windows, we had a telescope that we used for navigation, rendezvous, and docking. They said, take the Y-axis crosshair, which is the horizontal one, and have the crew lay it over the Earth's terminator, which is the line between daylight and darkness as the Earth is viewed from space. And I said, okay, well. And he says, that way it'll position the engine to correct the trajectory. And then he says, tell Jim Lovell, looking outside his window with his sighting device, with his hand controller, when the engine starts, have him keep the Earth from moving up and down. And he says, tell Fred Hayes in his side of the spacecraft, with his sighting device and his backup hand controller, have him keep the Earth from moving from left to right. And then say, well, Jack Swigert put 14 seconds in his wristwatch. And that's it. That is the entire maneuver that basically we had to perform to get us back on a proper trajectory back to Earth. And doggone if it didn't work. So this was, again, one of these off-the-wall procedures that the guys developed. We had them all down the line. I mean, the spacecraft's freezing up is... Ooh, that's a different story.
Was there actually moments of great testiness between the crew?
No.
Was that exaggerated?
This crew, they had worked together, they had trained together. During the process of training, up until the final couple of weeks, mission control works with backup team as much as we work with prime team. And it's only when we get down to the final several days of training that we work exclusively with the prime crew. And then what happens, when the prime crew deploys to the Cape, sometimes we continue working with the backup crew. So basically, we were fully comfortable.
There's that scene in the movie where Tom Hanks is confronted with the reality there's going to be a crew change, and he calls it Flight Surgeon Bull. Was he really that? Because it ends up, Mattingly ended up playing a very critical role in getting them back.
Yeah, I do a lot of speaking with Jim Lovell, and occasionally with both Jim and Fred Hayes, who are the astronauts from Apollo 13. And this was a very tough time for Lovell to break the news to Mattingly that he wasn't going to be able to fly because the process is sort of like my job in mission control. You get used to the team. You get used to the sound of the voice, the temperament you got right on down the line. You get used to the way they work problems. So this was going to be lost to Lovell and the spacecraft for this mission. They bring in Swigert. He's a great operator, but it takes a while to get into rhythm with that guy.
I have one other question about the way the mission's portrayed in the movie. Because they gave a time that there would be in blackout on the penetrating the Earth's atmosphere, and it seemed like it went well past a minute beyond what they were prepared for. Was that the case?
That really happened. That was probably the first time in the mission where you really questioned whether we had been able to pull it off. And there's a very graphic picture I have. I'm talking this afternoon to the Air University luncheon they have out there. It's a very graphic picture where all of a sudden you see the entire group of flight directors, four of us, standing staring at those clocks and wondering what in the heck went wrong. And we pull ourselves together and say, no, we keep working right on down the line. It took a minute and 27 seconds beyond what we should have when we should have received the communications.
Any reason they ever figure out why it took so much longer?
Well, there were two theories to that. One of which is basically the antennas. We thought we might have been in a null pattern between the antennas and the spacecraft as it was re-entering, because for the first time in history, we literally moved the aircraft carrier up to the landing point. Uh-huh. Normally, we have it off to the side.
Right.
So we thought we might have been in the null. The other one, though, which is more probable, is we had to make a very late emergency maneuver again, just about 8 hours, 7 hours prior to entry. And we had relatively slow computers in mission control at that time. And basically, we sent the maneuver information up. The crew basically did a maneuver that targeted them to be a slightly steeper trajectory than what we had planned. And I don't think that information got properly into the computers to send the acquisition time out to the various recovery forces and all that kind of stuff. So it was a tight time for us.
We have a question for you from one of our listeners. Trey, you're on with Gene Kranz.
Gene, what are the most important things to understand about leadership? And also, could you pick your own team?
It goes back to the leadership thing. The flight directors, we always had lead flight directors. We worked with four teams in mission control. And the lead flight director assigned the various roles. This guy's going to cover landing. This guy's going to cover ascent. He's the liftoff from the moon, etc. And once that selection was made, my branch chiefs would come in there, and they'd say, well, I know Kranz is strong in systems, but not as strong in trajectory. So he would give me a very strong trajectory guy, but basically a lot of times I'd get the new trainees coming in from a standpoint of spacecraft systems. That way we kept the overall quality of the team up, allowed new people to be brought into the system, and you developed a working relationship very quickly because the training is incredibly intense. We spent almost 3 months in preparation for a mission, and literally by the time you get home at the end of the day, you are worn out, and you know you're going to have to do it again and again and again. But pretty soon you come to the point where you have total confidence in that team. And if you don't, basically you're just going to move the guy out, put him a different job, and replace him with someone's.
Wow. All right. That is part two of our interview with Gene Kranz from several years back. But having this available to us on the, and I want to thank Jay Scott and those who helped us pinpoint the date that he was here, finding the pictures, etc. That was quite exciting to know that we could retrieve that interview that morning and replay it. We have one more segment to do. We have, I think, 5 of the top 10 songs yet to play, so I'm going to have to get at it as we go into the next hour here. Reminder, we talked about this event this morning, and you're invited to attend free of charge at St. James Church. This will be the 23rd at 6:30. It's about a new program, and this is coming to Infusion. And this is something that can help people, that has the potential to help folks with everything from chronic fatigue, depression, ADD and ADHD, Parkinson's, other types of brain injuries and more, PTSD, a neurofeedback program they're going to be offering at Infusion that will allow the brain to reset or reorganize itself utilizing microcurrents to promote healthy functional brainwave patterns. This is the, talking about this especially as we're looking back on landing on the moon, this is state-of-the-art health. And they have a number of ways they can help you achieve that at Infusion. Call them at 296-1662. This event, again, at St. James, Tuesday night, 6:30, and it's free at 4:58. Let's check traffic. We'll come back after Fox News with the song that was number 5 on this date, 1969.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have several accidents. Adams at South Hull, Bell at Wampold, Coliseum at the North Boulevard, 1200 Burbank, Wetumpka Highway at Jasmine Hill, and Congressman Dickinson at Gunner. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can shop online and avoid the heat. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Hit the big button and get immediate savings on the Toyota of your choice. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell, filling in for Jeff Blake.
Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of...